text for our consideration this morning is taken from the epistle lesson from Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. This is our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you all from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What is the greatest threat to Christianity in the world today? Is it the things of this world? No. Those are defeated. Is it the problems and heartaches and seeming defeats that we experience while we live in this world? Certainly there are enough of those around. Just recently finding a gentleman that we've been praying for who had cancer, and then it seemed the cancer was gone, and there was much rejoicing. But now it has returned, and there is no hope medically offered. Is it perhaps the increasing volatility that we find in the world against Christians? As we look around in our world today and we read what's been happening to our brothers and sisters across the globe, and as we even find within our own nation, to express your Christian faith, some places can cost you your life, some places can cost you your reputation. So what is the greatest threat to the Christian church? What is the greatest threat to you? It's none of the things that we mentioned beforehand. These are things that come from the world. Rather, we must look another place within ourselves. The greatest threat to the faithful of Christ is actually within our own hearts. Everything else is a defeated enemy. Yet that enemy refuses to step aside and surrender. Instead, like a roaring lion, he prowls around looking for somebody to devour. Although he appears frightening, nevertheless, Jesus Christ has won the victory over him and gives that victory to us as well. Therefore, we Christians are encouraged to look within and realize that the greatest battle that we fight is within our own heart. Even though the devil is still out there like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour, and even though he still uses the weapons of this world to get at you, the problem comes in how we face those issues. And in that, Paul encourages us to put on the full armor of God. We must arm ourselves with Christ, trusting in God's inconceivable might to defend us against the subtle strategies of the evil powers that would lead us into despair. And because it's not a warfare that we face on a personal level, where we look at the thing coming at us, but rather something within ourselves, we must keep in mind that that source of strength must come from outside of us. A different kind of warfare involving an understanding of how things are that the children of this world do not quite grasp. The spiritual armies of the devil exercise their power not through the natural order of the world, but within the will of fallen humanity, which has fallen of its own choice and continues to remain there of its own choice. But within the will of God, there is a love that is extended to us, and he prepares for us the armor that we need. The armor that comes to us is not fashioned by human hands or human understanding. If they were, they would fail. In order to do what is intended, it must come from God. And so we have defined for us and described for us the various articles of this armor provided to us by God. The faithful are girded about with truth like a belt around the waist. Truth is that upon which everything else is attached. Without truth, there is nothing but uncertainty, nothing but doubt. People in our world and sometimes within our own hearts think it's great to establish our own truth. To think that if we go about thinking that what I believe is the most important thing in my life, instead of grabbing onto and holding on to that which has been revealed, we will always end up with doubt. So it was from the very beginning. Adam and Eve wanted a truth, but not the truth God revealed. They wanted a truth that was from within. And the devil said, it can be yours. And they believed that. And it so has been the heart of man since then, to not accept and rely upon the truth of God. And yet that is the very foundation upon which everything else hangs. The truth that comes from our Lord Jesus Christ, who himself has declared himself to be the way, the truth, and the life. And this for us is foundational. Right hand in hand with that comes a righteousness that is the breastplate, that which covers our chest, our heart. It is the righteousness of Jesus Christ that protects our heart. The devil tries to penetrate this righteousness, you see, but he can't do it, at least not on his own. The devil always wants to distress us by pointing his finger at us. Because even as we exist in this world, we know that we fail. We sin. We do it a lot. We do it every day. What the devil tries to do is to point his finger at you and say, see, you are a dirty, rotten sinner. You are worthless. God doesn't want you. But I'll take you. I'll take you. And just like Adam and Eve, we fall into the trap. But the righteousness of Jesus Christ is something that is outside of us. It is nothing that we do of our own. And that righteousness that comes from Christ and him crucified covers us like that breastplate, you see it. When Satan shoots his arrows at it, that breastplate is there and the arrows bounce off. Because we believe the truth that the righteousness of Jesus Christ covers our sin, cleanses us from all unrighteousness, and gives to us his righteousness. And that is our protection against the slings and arrows of the devil who would try and make us despair. We also have a special pair of shoes. Our feet are wearing the shoes, you see, of Jesus, that carries that promised gospel, which will bring forth peace both to the nations and to us. The soldier wears the shoes. He goes out to do battle. Jesus also went out to do battle. He went onto the field of this world, and having taken up our sins, he defeated the devil by forgiving our sins. And also by taking away the guilt and the shame and the pain that many of us live with. We don't need to. There are many out there who desire to hear that word. And the shoes of Christ that we walk in, that leads and guides us along the path, shows to the world that true peace can only come through Jesus. The peace that passes all understanding. For here's the Christ who not only died for us, but also rose from the dead and breathes into you the breath of God, the breath of life, and declares peace to you, not as a possibility, but as reality. And this is a message and a breath of life that as God has breathed it into us, we breathe out also to the world and we take that to the world in an active way. Along the way, also, we are provided with a shield of faith, the chief of the virtues that is given to us by God. It assures us of God's providence and thus acts as a shield against all the temptations that the world and the devil have to throw at us. Remember that if the devil can't make you afraid because of your sin, he will do everything that he can to place the temptations before you that cause you to sin. He knows your weaknesses. He knows them very well, perhaps even better than you, because the devil and his horde examine your life, and they examine it carefully. They look for the flaws, they look for the nicks, they look for the weaknesses, and that's where they like to attack. But faith in Christ, that is what protects us. That is our true shield. He knows our weaknesses, but so does Jesus. And the Lord stands between those temptations in your heart like that shield. As surely as a shield that he became when he hung on the cross and hung there between the wrath of God in heaven and on a sinful world. For when the time was right, God sent that Son into the world to protect the world from the wrath that was to come. And Jesus absorbed all those things and gave us deliverance. And now the anger of God over sin is abated, is eliminated, and we are not annihilated. And faith serves as that shield to remind us as we are facing the temptations of the devil that Christ has overcome it all. And we trust in him in all these times of troubles. We find Christ himself being described as the helmet that protects us. A helmet on the head is probably one of the most important things that there is. It protects our inward thoughts and desires, and it directs us to be with him. As he desires us in love, so he alone can protect us so that we can love him. When not only our hearts, but also our minds are kept in Christ Jesus, then the devil truly has lost his battle. The devil wants to crush your head, but Jesus has crushed his head and therefore destroyed his power over you. And now he protects you. The Word of God, finally, is that sword of the Spirit by which we put the devil to flight. The devil likes to speak lies, but we have the word of truth. The word that became flesh and dwelt among us. It speaks at creation and says, let there be, and it is so. So also that same word of God proclaims to you the forgiveness of all your sins. That same word of God that proclaimed, let it be, at creation, stands before you and says, peace be with you. And that word of faith, that word and power of God that tells us what that means, goes out with us like the sword, and we wield it as God intended. The law, the gospel, the threat, and the promise, and the peace, and the joy, and the love, and the hope that can only come from that word. And that is the sword that we wield in this world. That is part of the whole armor of God. For God does speak to us. That word comes through the prophets and the apostles. It comes to us through the blessed sacraments with the Lord as he guarantees victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, as we go through this life, the battle in this world is engaged. But the victory is always guaranteed through Jesus. For he gives you the whole armor that you need that engages and empowers his will through you. And he gives it for your joy, always. Rely on him and trust in his power as he gives these things to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.